It says at the beginning of this week's parsha, this actually the very first Musar Shmooze in the Torah is in this week's parsha, of maybe of all time. First Musar Shmooze. That's Moshe Rabbeinu is Musar Shmooze a month before he dies. That's what we're holding in Parsha's Dvarim, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. That would be Zayin Adar. So it's if I'm not saying Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the Gemara says. And Moshe Rabbeinu gives his Musar Shmooze, his final parting Musar Shmooze to Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk begins, Eila Dvarim Diber Moshe Kol Yisrael. Then Moshe spoke to all the Jewish people, Be'ivar Yarden, on the other side of the Yarden, Bamidbar, Ba'arava, Molsuf, Ben Paran, Ben Tova, V'Levan, V'Chatziros, V'Zizahav. So it says, they were on Eivar Yarden, on the other side of the Yarden, they're in the Midbar, they're in the Arava, they're in Molsuf, they're all these places. How can it be all these places at once? So Rashi points out that all of these places are lists of places where the Jews sinned. And Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them Musar. He said, you remember, you sinned in the Midbar. And what's the Midbar talking about? That's talking about after they crossed the Yam Suf and they cried, they didn't have water, and they said, oh, we're going to die. And you sinned in the Arava. What's the Arava? And the sins with Baal Peor, that they were the Midianite women. And then Mol Suf, that's before Kriyas Yam Suf, when they're being chased by the Egyptians. Then they complained and said, oh, we're going to die. And Paran is the Marag, the Mentofel and Lavan refers to when they complain about the Man, Chatzeros is when they're Korach, and Dizav is the Chireg. So a whole list of bad things that Klal Yisrael did over the years, and Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them some heavy duty Musar now. Now the question is, and maybe you guys apply this to me a little bit, this is being too nice. Come on, say it straight, give it to them. Tell them what they're doing wrong, don't beat around the bush, just give them Musar. What's all this hinting going on here? So Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Chatzal, Rosh Yeshiva, the Mir Yeshiva, pointed out that Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us a tremendous lesson. He's teaching us a lesson of Kavod HaBrios, that how much respect we have to have for a person, how careful we have to be how we speak to people. Klal Yisrael, yes, they did Averos. They made mistakes along the way. But even when we're giving Musar, we have to realize the Kavod HaBrios, to realize how we treat a person. We speak to a person a certain way. We don't talk, we can't rip a person to shreds. Okay, sometimes, you know, a chacham knows when a person needs to be ripped. That's okay. But as a general point, we have to be very, very careful about the Kavod of other people, of other Jews, and how we speak to them, even when they've done averus, they've done wrong. We have to be very careful how we speak to them. And this is something that is really, I think we all need to work on a little bit. Here I'm speaking to myself, speaking to all of us, to realize what is another Jew, what another person is. And it's something that we take lightly. We don't think enough about the feelings of other people and how great other people are, and we make mistakes in how we treat them. Actually, some of it related to some of the slip discussion. I know there's a lot of, not everyone loves slip, but there were some important points raised about how we speak to people and to think about how our words. One of the discussions that the groups had about sarcasm, you know, when you speak in a sarcastic way, very often that comes about through putting a person down. And we have to realize to put a person down is not a simple thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was so careful, and even giving Musar, he was so very careful about how he spoke about Klal Yisrael. And certainly we, when we're in just situations where, you know, an average situation, regular situation, don't do anything wrong, to be so careful how we speak. Rav Nevinsel, I once read something he said, that Klal Yisrael are compared to stars. Moshe Hashem said, he said it by Avram Avinu, but other places, Sforas HaKochavim, count the stars, and you'll see that's the Klal Yisrael are going to be like the stars. So why are there stars? It's true, it's impossible to count the stars. But why are Klal Yisrael compared to stars? So Rav Nevinsel said, what's a star? A star looks to us like a tiny dot in the sky. It's a nothing. But what's the reality? Each star is huge. I think they say the sun is right, the smallest of all the stars, right? The stars are so, so far away, so they appear to us to be tiny. But in reality, they're huge. So he said, every single Jew, we look at a Jew, oh, that guy's a bum. That kid, he's so annoying. He doesn't have any talents, that kid. Yeah. Realize he's a star. We look at him like a nothing. But every single Jew is great like a star. It's tremendous. We don't realize the premius of a Jew. We don't know what the neshama is, how great a person, what great neshama is, a chelek kamimal. Every person is a bit of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in him. That's tremendous. That's the message of the star, Reb Nevinsohl said. And Reb Nevinsohl, for those who've gotten to spend a little time with him, know that he lives his life this way. I don't know if he's still mach, but he used to spend more time in the basement when I was in Akoto. So whenever you'd go ask him a question, so he'd insist that you sit down. Still happens? Yeah, so... Gilad telling us? So he insists. Reb Nevinsohl, Shlita. So Reb Nevinsohl always, almost always insists that you sit down when you ask him a question. And I didn't know why. And for some reason, in my head, I don't know if I read it somewhere, it was based on something he said, but I'm pretty sure the pshat is a sense of kavod abrios, in the sense of that, or more than that, that Reb Nevinsohl looks at every Jew as a star, like we just said. So a star is going to be standing up when I'm sitting down. That's uncomfortable. It's inappropriate. He says, please sit down, give him a seat. Even though I'm a nobody yeshiva guy, what do I know? I know a speck over Nevinsohl's nose. But still, he looks at every Jew like a star and has every Jew sit down next to him when he asks him a question. That's the attitude we have to try to strive for. To try to strive towards that level of looking at Jews that way. And this, for those of you guys who looked at the Igeres Ramban, the Ramban writes there that you have to look at every Jew as greater than you. And he gives some practical examples of how we can work towards this. I would say that the Ramban, Chas v'Shalom, I don't mean this as a criticism at all, the Ramban. But the Ramban is not even taking as lofty a view as I'm saying now, that you're like a star and neshama, what that is. He's saying very practical things. Like, you think you're better than him, you don't know what kind of situation he's going through. You don't know what talents he has, what struggles he has, and how he's dealing with all that. And maybe if you were in his shoes, you wouldn't even be half of what he is. You wouldn't be able to accomplish what he accomplishes. So very, very practical. The Ramban tells us how we can work on this to just don't get so, into yourself. This, if you think that guy's lazy, okay, but that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his nature. So if we had that nature, maybe we'd be even more lazy than that guy is. We have no idea, right? Al tadinis chavercha shtegilim komo. Until you get to his place, you don't know what his experiences are, what his struggles are, what his characteristics are, and that's one step towards working towards this is to not judge a person, to realize that they might be greater than you on with considering their circumstances. Now, so far we talked about lofty levels of Jews, brought it down a little bit to more practical points. The Chaim Shmuel Levitz points out in Sichas Musar, based on a few weeks ago on Parshas Balak, that this goes a step further. So Chazal tell us that the Pesukim say that the donkey that spoke to Bilam was killed. The donkey was killed. So Ezra Chaim Shmuel Levitz, why would Hashem make the donkey be killed? The donkey, can you imagine if they would have the donkey on display and everyone would go see the donkey and say, this is the donkey, Hashem opened his mouth to talk. When Bilam didn't list Hashem, Hashem made his donkey talk. Wow, what a kiddush Hashem that would be. What a way to remember the nace. It would be incredible. Right? That would be pretty cool to go see that. So why don't we have the donkey around? So Rashi tells us, if you think about it for a second, yes, it's true. It would be very inspiring to see the donkey, but imagine how Bilam would feel. Bilam, he would be the butt of everybody's jokes. They're going to see the donkey and everyone's laughing. This donkey, talked to Bilam, he saw more than Bilam did. Everyone would end up laughing at Bilam. That's what would come out of a situation. Bilam would be embarrassed. So Bilam wouldn't be embarrassed. So Hashem killed the donkey. Wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave up such a kiddush Hashem to kill the donkey, to save Bilam's kavod. And not only that, we're not talking about a regular guy. We're talking about Bilam of Russia. Bilam, who did terrible things and is described by Chazal as an Ayin Ra and Ruach Gevoa. He was arrogant. He was Nefesh Rechava. He wanted money. Chazal even say he slept with his donkey. I mean, this is like the lowest of the low. And to save his kavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu foregoes a tremendous kiddush Hashem that could have had by leaving the donkey alive. A tremendous sensitivity. You see the Torah sensitivity to the kavod abrios, even of a Russia, even of the worst of the worst, the Torah is sensitive to. So certainly we talk about a Jew. We said Jews are like kochavim, like stars, how great they are. And we have to be very, very sensitive and very careful about the Kabbalah. You know, just on the topic of Goyim, I had a thought today. I'm not criticizing anyone in particular. And my thoughts on the shtick that they do with the Mexicans in camp, you know, get them to do this thing, do that thing. I think sometimes we have to be careful about the kavod that we give to Goyim. And these are not Bilam Goyim, these are good Goyim. You know, we have to, sometimes it's funny, sometimes they like it, they like being involved in camp. But we have to think, we have to be very careful not to push over the line of having a lack of kavod to anybody, and even to Goyim, as we said. And especially to good Goyim that are helpful to us. So I think that's something just to be sensitive to and to think about. Sometimes we're, even if we're sensitive to Jews, it's harder sometimes to think about it for a guy. And something I think that's based on this idea, something that we should certainly be sensitive to. And this is very relevant to this time period, because this is really what the root of Sinas Chinam is. The root of Averus Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. At the end of the day, when we don't realize the godless of a person, or think of the positive, if we would realize the godless of a person, there's no way we would have negative feelings, and we would do bad things and say not nice things. It's because we're not aware of it, or certainly not thinking about how great every individual is and how sensitive we have to be towards their kavod, to who they are, like we just saw from these ideas in Chazal. So then we slip into, you know, not treating them nicely, the sarcasm we spoke about before, where you make a person feel bad, you talk down about a camper, you talk lashon hara about somebody. Lashon hara about camper is something also to be aware of and be careful about. These are all things about kavod abrios. They apply to everyone, except apply to the worst of the worst, to Bilam HaRasha, certainly to Jews and to people that are overall good kids and good people. It's something that's very, very important to be sensitive to, and something really to work on during this time as far as Sinas Chinam. I just want to end with one last point. Besides all the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, we'll end based on a story. The story of the Chavetz Chaim. I heard this from a Shechter, I think, multiple times. So the Chavetz Chaim was once riding a train. And he was riding the train with another Jew. And he was sitting, you know, traveling along in the compartment in the train. And so the train was obviously going towards Rotten, because that's where the Chavetz Chaim lived. So the Jew says to Chavetz Chaim, you know, we're going through Rotten. Maybe we're going to see the holy Chavetz Chaim. So Chavetz Chaim clearly realized that this Jew didn't know who he was. And so Chavetz Chaim said, no, he's not so holy. He said, what do you mean? It's the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim is a gadol ador. He's such a tzaddik. He said, no, the Chavetz Chaim, he's not really such a big tzaddik. So Chavetz Chaim said back then. And he said, are you crazy? I can't believe you're saying that. He's like, I'm telling you, I know the Chavetz Chaim is not a tzaddik. And he smacked Chavetz Chaim across the face. Okay, Chavetz Chaim took it. He didn't know it was the Chavetz Chaim. Took it. Okay. So they go along. They keep on going on the train. This guy thinks, this old man who was Chavetz Chaim, he thinks he's nuts. He thinks he's talking this way about Chavetz Chaim. And they finally get to Rotten and they pull in. And of course, the whole town is there to greet the Chavetz Chaim. He's coming off the train. They're all there to welcome him. And the Chavetz Chaim comes off the man who was with the Chavetz Chaim is looking around. He's so excited. He sees this big crowd. And he sees the Chavetz Chaim come off the train. And right away, the people come over to him and they welcome him. And after a few minutes, he realizes that this was the Chavetz Chaim he was sitting with on the train. And he runs over. Of course, he's so embarrassed. And he says, I can't believe that I smacked the Chavetz Chaim. I'm so sorry. I can't. And the Chavetz Chaim was like, no, it's okay. So Chavetz Chaim realized that he's always talking about Lashon Hara, but he didn't realize that you're not allowed to talk about Lashon Hara about yourself either. And that's the last message I wanted to end with, that all they were saying about Godless Adam, how great people are, Kavod Abrios, their Kochavim, their stars, each and every one of you is a star. You have to know that yourself. You all are stars. You all are great. Just like the Chavetz Chaim said, you can't speak Lashon Hara about yourself. You can't sell yourself short. Sometimes, I'm not such a good guy, I'm not so serious, I'm a bum. No, we all are stars. We all should daven like stars, make brachos like stars, learn like stars. We all are stars. And we shouldn't sell ourselves short. And for that reason, it should be chizuk, to push ourselves further and to realize we can accomplish great things and we are great people. and not to fall into ways that really are below who we actually are. Okay.